Everyone, Neil Patel here. Thank you for downloading the latest episode of the Indian Startup Show. So the future of banking in India is changing, and in this week's episode, I chat to Vinay Matthews. He is the COO of Farisent, India's largest peer-to-peer lending marketplace. So this is a virtual marketplace that allows you to borrow and lend money directly without having to go through the banks. And with 50% of the Indian population without bank accounts, it's a credit-starved market, so it's no surprise they're doing really well. Talk about what inspired him to do this. Overcoming obstacles and challenges, the current state of the lending marketplace in India, to what banks think of this idea. Vinny has over 20 years experience building online marketplaces, so shares his top tips on what first-time founders should be focusing on, and much, much more. Please enjoy the show. Hello, Vinny. Thanks for joining me on the show today.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Neil. Thanks for having
me. Excellent. Tell me a bit about Farisent, please. Sounds interesting.
Farisent is a peer-to-peer lending platform. What we do is we aggregate lenders and borrowers on our site, and we matchmake them and make them meet to lend, borrow money.
Excellent.
And the lenders are able to, you know, make more what they, you know, would otherwise make, parking the money in the bank fixed deposits.
Yeah.
And the borrowers are able to save a lot of money than otherwise, you know, they would get it from any other traditional source. Mm-hmm. So both parties tend to gain. That's the reason they come onto the platform.
Excellent.
That's not only the reason, but, you know, there is an experience that the lenders and borrowers, you know, undergo, you know, in the entire process. That's mm-hmm. the reason that they want to experience this channel.
Cool.
Also, there is a reduction in cost and, you know, faster delivery that they get for the money. Mm-hmm. So that's the reason I think they come on, you know,
participate in the platform. What inspired you to do this?
I saw my credit card bill and I was wanting to kind of roll this to the next month, mm-hmm. primarily because I had some cash flow issues.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah, so next month when I was paying this off, I saw the charges that the bank had put, which was close to 50%, which had me thinking that a lot of people who are stuck with the credit card, you know, rotation, which they tend to kind of rotate, you know, push it to the next month and pay the minimum amount and, you know, kind of piles up. And there is a sizable market there, and read about it in the lending club site. You know, 25-30% of their mm-hmm. you know customers are credit card you know debt customers, mm-hmm. and remaining you know close to 50% are stuck with some loan or the other, which is, you know, principally very high in interest, and that's the reason they come onto the platform. So I thought there's a business there, and we should go after these customers.
Okay, and how long have you been doing this now?
So it's been close to 20 months that we've been peddling this. It took us 6 months to put the product live on the platform. Mm-hmm. It's this year is when, you know, this gone financial year is when we started actually doing some, you know, decent numbers. Mm-hmm. So this coming financial year is going to be big numbers mm-hmm. From an, you know, peer-to-peer lending standpoint. Mm-hmm. I think we're clearly the market leaders there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You said you're the market leader. Can you share some stats? How many customers you have? And
so I think the next three competition is I think all put together, you know, is lesser than what we do in a month. Mm-hmm. So it's like that. So all three competition put together, we do more than them.
Mm-hmm. Cool. And how many customers do you have? And you know,
on the lending side we have close to 5,000 you know lenders on the mm-hmm. platform. And on the borrowing side we have more than 25,000 people who are already registered on the platform to borrow money.
Cool. What does the law say about this? I mean, can anyone do this?
This is a debt instrument, so it'll get covered under RBI. Mm-hmm. On the regulation side, the RBI is currently silent. Mm-hmm. But as I talk, there is a active discussion happening at RBI on peer-to-peer lending. So there is some discussion paper which is going to come out maybe this month or most probably next month for sure. So this discussion paper will typically talk about peer-to-peer lending, what's happening globally in India, all of that. Mm-hmm. And should they regulate or not regulate, you know, should they bring in guidelines or not bring in guidelines. So they are basically putting out a white paper. People can read that white paper and, you know, share their opinion, share their thoughts. Once that is closed, it takes a month for them to kind of close that. Mm-hmm. Post that, after 6 months, after 6 months, they come out with some guidelines. So I think looks like there will be guidelines because the industry is very nascent. I don't think so they will put any stiff regulations around it. Mm-hmm. The industry is very nascent, so they will try and put some guidelines basically for the protection of lenders and the protection for the borrowers mm-hmm. and some, you know, duties and responsibilities of the platform. Mm-hmm. And once we have that, I think then it becomes recognized, and you know, a lot of you know, competition, a lot of players will get into this, and you'll see that, you know, industry growing cool. The way it happened in the UK and the US.
Excellent. I mean, who would you say is your core audience? I mean, who's mainly using this?
So on the borrowing side, typically we have three kinds of customers. Mm-hmm. One, you know, who are stuck in credit and they want to get out of it. Who are not able to get access to credit from, you know, elsewhere. Either they have borrowed more or they've not borrowed. That's the reason they come onto the platform to kind of get an access to credit. Second set of borrowers are the borrowers who are typically, you know, want some experience. They want to kind of have some experiences in terms of some event in the family, or they want to buy, let's say, an expensive motorcycle or an expensive puppy. So those kind of experiences banks typically don't fund, or the, you know, financial institutes don't fund. But we go ahead and fund the, you know, customer if he has the ability to pay back. Mm-hmm. So all the, you know, customers who are debt trapped or who are, you know, wanting some experiences to live with, typically are salaried class people that we're talking about. Mm-hmm. There's another segment of customer which comes to us is small businesses, owners, SME, small micro SME owners, who typically need money for their working capital, for, you know, expansion of the business, to, you know, expand their, you know, maybe another additional room they want to kind of put out for some display or whatever. So that's the third category of customers. Mm-hmm. On the lending side, we have typically retail customers.
Yeah.
People like you and me come onto the platform to invest. Then we have some HNI customers, you know, people with large deep pockets. Mm-hmm. They come and, you know, fund, and their ability to and take risk also is on the higher side. So they can fund up to 50% of the borrower's requirement. And then we have institutional investors. Mm-hmm. So we don't have many institutional investors. We have a couple of them. And their, you know, funding per se has also not started. We're just, you know, testing waters with them. Mm-hmm. And once they come, they will have 100% access to fund the borrower on the platform.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
And so the retail guys are only 20%, you know, they are allowed only 20% to fund the, you know, any borrower's requirement.
Cool. Excellent. So when you first started, I mean, what kind of obstacles do you overcome?
I think the major obstacle in terms of the business was, the entire thing was many to many. It was not one to one. So that was a business decision that we took. So a lender, cannot fulfill the borrower's requirement in one go. Mm-hmm. So there has to be five lenders pulling in to, you know, fund a borrower. Mm-hmm. Similarly, from the borrowing side, you cannot take your entire money from one lender. You know, you have to break that up and, you know, take it from five. So it's many to many. So that is one complexity. The other challenge was the entire thing, you know, after getting the guy funded, you had to do the paperwork, you know, agreements drawn, then you had to collect the checks, make sure that, you know, so there are number of checks that we collect, you know, on the number of, you know, days that, you know, number of months that the person has taken loan for. So the loan amount and the number of years to that loan amount multiplied by the number of lenders used to be the number of checks that we had to collect. That was another challenge that we had to overcome. And the third, I think the challenge was the regulation. Mm-hmm. You know, there was no clarity around the regulation. So there were a lot of questions around that. Now there are a lot of, you know, positivity around that. RBI has already said that they're going to regulate this sector. So there is some news which has trickled down from RBI. So there's people are a little comfortable now on this.
Excellent. I mean, how long did it take you to get your first customer?
So after the product was launched, I think the first customer, took the first month, we had one disbursement happening. Mm-hmm. So it didn't take much time. Once the product was ready and we up and running, we, you know, let the product be for some time, for people to come and test. Mm-hmm. And once we were comfortable, the engine was, you know, working fine. We onboarded a customer, we started lending to that customer, and we disbursed the customer. So the first month, I think we picked up just one customer.
Yeah.
And the next month onwards, we picked up 3-4 of them, 5 of them. Then we kind of, from there, started to scale.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you said you're the leading peer-to-peer market lending marketplace. Yeah. And did you think it was always going to be this big?
See, the idea is to make it very, very big. Most of the exchange businesses work like this. So if you have some traction coming in, you need to build the next level traction. Mm-hmm. And post that, if you can build that too, the third leg is something with the customers build. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to then thereafter build it. The customers themselves will come and, you know, build this for you. So we are, I think, in the second leg right now. If we build this leg, I think then it will be an automode. It'll, customers will build themselves. Then we have to keep the basic hygiene of the product, plus introduce new categories of loans. You'd introduce secondary market. All of that we'll have to do. Which globally people have done. So we will try and replicate all of that. But the idea is to kind of, you know, get past this leg. And post that, I think we should be doing 2,000, you know, maybe 5,000 crore, run rate on an annual basis.
Excellent. I mean, how big do you want to go then? I mean, realistically.
So, see, the market is very big. You know, India, if you look at it, less than 50% people have a bank account. And we're looking at ways and means to fund the people who don't even have a bank account, you know. So 50% of the people have a bank account. Of that 50%, 20% of them get access to credit in a private sector bank. In a public sector bank, if you like, only 5% people get access to credit. I'm talking about retail customers, the unsecured loans. Yeah. So if you look at it, India is a very credit-starved country. Highly credit-starved country. People need loans. Small businesses don't get loans. So the market is huge, humongous. You can't put a figure to it. It's so big, especially in the unsecured market.
Definitely.
Most of the lending which has happened in India has been happening on the secured side. Asset-based lending, you know, either housing loan or, you give some property to, you know, take some money from the bank. So it is more asset-based. But India is a service economy, you know. So most of the lending should happen unsecured, scientifically seen whether the guy has the ability to pay back or not. So I think the market is huge. They can, you know, be 25, you know, players in this space, and still all of us could make enough and more money.
Definitely. So in the next year, I mean, what would you say the critical big milestones for the company?
So I think the critical milestones for the company for the coming year would be, we already, launched our mobile app on the lending side. So we have to launch the borrowing side mobile app. So the idea is to, you know, once the app is in place on both sides, borrowing and as well as lending side, we want this entire transaction to kind of come down, a day. The funding should happen within a day. The target is to, you know, get this down to a day. Today it takes 7 days to 10 days. Idea is to get it down to a day. As fast as the entire thing, the entire risk side or the, you know, assessment side should happen on the fly. Automated. A little bit of eyeballing would be there from the risk head or the risk side. The lenders should be, you know, enough and more so that the velocity at which the lending could happen, it should be, you know, great. So that should not take time for the people. So the moment the people get to know that there's another borrower who has come, he would get a ping on his mobile and he can quickly, you know, start, you know, funding the guy. So the idea is to kind of do that lending borrowing, you know, within a day, and, you know, money should hit the bank, the borrower's bank within a day. So that's the target for this year.
Okay, cool. Cool. So what would you say is like the overall vision of the company?
So the overall vision of the company, you know, is to be the leading, you know, marketplace, you know, the largest lender in this country without lending a single penny from the pocket. So on this side, we will aggregate retail customers and the institutional customers going forward. On this side, the other side, we'll aggregate large number of borrowers and make them meet and, you know, make money, you know, from both sides without, you know, having a book.
Excellent. Let's talk about you then. What's your background?
So my background and my, you know, founders, you know, the, my co-founders' background, both of us are from internet, background. So we've worked for 20 years in internet businesses, primarily handling classified businesses, exchanges. So we understand large exchanges, we build large exchanges, job exchange, matrimony, property exchanges. So we understand this demand supply, equation. And we've looked at this particular business also exactly the same way. So there is a demand and there is a supply side, and we're trying to make this engine work through the demand supply, trying to build this slowly one by one. So we looked at, so the job side also has a job seeker on one side and the, employer on the other side. Property, you know, seekers are on one side and property sellers on the other side. Marriage, there is a boy on one side and a girl on one side. So, you know, we understand this matchmaking business. We understand this business of, you know, making the engine work, a classified engine work. And that's the reason we are able to kind of adapt to this business very easily. And we look at it like that. So we don't fashion ourselves like a bank. We fashion more like a stock market or a, an exchange, a stock exchange or a BSE or NSE, you know, something like that. And we fashion ourselves like that.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. What are you working on right now then? Anything interesting?
So I think right now we're working on an e-signature, you know, through Aadhaar-based, we're working on an e-signature platform. You know, once we have this, the entire process of, you know, signing the agreement will go out of the window. You don't need to do that. Then thereafter, you know, all of it will be automated e-signatures. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to have wet signature on a, you know, an agreement which is drawn out on a stamp paper. You don't do all that. So we'll have it through Aadhaar, which will be done on the site, on the fly. And it is a, you know, a document which is good enough to be, you know, taken to the court of law in case if it is required.
Mm-hmm.
So that's some exciting piece. So we've linked up with a company called eMudra, which has the you know, back-to-back arrangement with Aadhaar, which supplies us you know, the validity of the customer, and on the fly is able to give us e-signature on the document.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. And what's it like being a founder?
So, there have been good times and there have been bad times, but I look at it in a completely different light. So, it's completely different experience than what you've been working in a corporate.
Mm-hmm.
So, when you started off, you know, we were just two of us and, you know, people, you know, people never really talk to you once you are in that spot.
Mm.
And as you go along, as you tend to kind of bring in some more people along with you, build some traction, then, you know, people also will also change their point of view about the decision that you took. But overall, I think in thick and thin, I think, you know, your family, your wife are the ones who are the more, you know, supportive ones.
Mm-hmm.
Who are with you in thick and thin. But otherwise, you know, if you look at it, you know, as you go along, is when people start to kind of join you. Otherwise, initially, it's a little difficult.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, it's fantastic. It's a good run.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. In your experience then, what advice would you give to, like, first-time founders who are listening?
I think, you know, in the last few years, what I've seen is that, you know, a lot of entrepreneurs suddenly, you know, picked up a lot of money, tried to kind of, you know, grow their business in a very, you know, hyper-growth fashion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was more with business on steroids. So I think, you know, that's a wrong way of building business.
Mm-hmm.
So you tend to build, you know, eventually you tend to build business for the people who are giving you money. Mm-hmm. The VC community, yeah. Or, you know. So I think the business should be built for customers. You should work towards the customer, not for your, you know, VCs. So that's the advice that I would want to give. Hold on. Patience is the most important critical thing for building the business.
Mm-hmm.
It takes time to build business. It's not something that you can build overnight or, you know, in a year's time.
Mm-hmm.
It'll take time. But if you are on a solid foundation of a business which is growing steadily and, with a lot of patience, I think that has a solid foundation which will, you know, get to a very large business in future.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. And what's the best advice you've received?
I think the best advice that I received is running a startup is that, you know, make sure that you are hiring the right sort of people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, spend time in hiring the right sort of people. And in case if you get wrong, don't get emotional.
Mm-hmm.
Please let them go or ask them to go.
Mm-hmm.
So just because you're a startup, you don't have to be emotional that you'll not get another person. He's been with me thick and thin.
Mm-hmm.
If you made a wrong decision, just make sure that you're asking to go also.
Mm-hmm.
So it's both ways. One, make sure that you're hiring the right person, and also don't reluct. You know, you should not, you know, be very emotional about, you know, letting the person go also.
I mean, when it comes to hiring, do you go for people who are all round players, or do you go for someone who's like especially skills?
So initially, you know, it becomes difficult. You know, you have to make good with, you know, whatever that you are, you know, available with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's very difficult when you start. You know, there are a lot of you know, doubt around the organization, whether it'll go or not go, whether it'll see the light the next year or not. Will I get, you know, be in a job with this company or not? So you kind of make do with people that are available. As you progress and as you go along, you know, obviously you're looking at, you know, at that point in time, looking at people with, you know, very basic skill sets. You know, as you go along, you kind of tend to kind of specialize in areas that you want to pick up people. Then your business is matured a little, you know, people have read about your business in the newspaper or on the website or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So they know that, you know, you are in for long term, you'll continue at least for a year, it'll be there and all that. So then you kind of get, you know, some decent people you can get, you know, you can pick them from them, and you can then focus on the specialized skill sets and try to hire. But now it's only specialized skill set that we pick up people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way to build business. And there would be few people who will be, you know, rounded personalities. Those guys typically would be at a managerial level. And they can wear different hats and, you know, do different roles. But on the basic ground level, you'll, you know, try and pick up a specialist who add, you know, a lot of value to the business.
Mm-hmm. And how big is the team at the moment then?
So we are 35 member team right now. Mm-hmm. And all this that we have, you know, done is in the last 1 year that we have scaled, you know, to 35. Mm-hmm. Before that, we were only, you know, 5-7 of us, you know, working. And in the first 6 months, it was, you know, just me and Rajat who were, you know, in the team. You know, post that, you know, people started to kind of join us, and now we are 35 strong.
Mm-hmm. And what's your leadership style like?
My leadership style is very democratic. Mm-hmm. I give people a lot of chance and a lot of opportunity to grow within the organization, do stuff that they feel like doing. But it's about, you know, making a lot of mistakes. You know, it's, mm-hmm. it's, you know, they have to make some mistakes to kind of learn. The only thing that, you know, cannot be tolerated is that not to repeat the same mistake again. So if you made a mistake, that's fine, but you don't repeat the same mistake again. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you need to push yourself and, you know, commit the mistake. So I don't want people not to kind of make mistakes. People who make mistakes are the ones who are working, you know, more. Mm-hmm. You know? So only if you work more is when you make mistakes. Otherwise, mm-hmm. you won't make mistakes. So the idea is to kind of make people work, you know, push them to work more, mm-hmm. and, you know, experiment, think about radical things to grow the business, mm-hmm. and you know, just guide them in wherever it's required. And, you know, most of the time you're only, you know, working towards, you know, making that and building that up for them.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. I mean, what do the banks think of what you're doing at the moment?
So I think the banks currently think that we are very small, and you know, and it is true, and it's not that, you know, this business is going to disrupt the banking business. It's not going to happen. It's going to take a very long time. Even if it happens, I don't think so. You know, banks are going to be out of business just because, you know, a peer-to-peer lending company has come into play. Mm-hmm. So, you know, what's happened globally is, I think the same thing is going to happen in India. So it's going to, you know, co-create, you know, mm-hmm. You know, banks and the peer-to-peer lending companies will co-create a lot of things together, and banks will also come and fund, you know, on our platform. It's just that, you know, the way banking is going to be done in future is changing. Mm-hmm. That's all. Banks will be there. You know, there are different roles and different, you know, other things the banks do. Just, you know, we just into an unsecured loan lending business. So we may get into other, you know, products as well. Maybe, you know, car loan, or, you know, LAP, or home loans, or whatever. Mm-hmm. But there are other businesses that banks do. You know, it's just not lending. You know, there's two sides, the asset sides and the liability side. So I think from that point of view, banks are going to be there. It's just that the way banking is done is going to undergo a lot of change in the next, you know, 5 years. Mm-hmm. That's why the way I look at it.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. I mean, what excites you most about Fourrycent?
I think the business model and the contribution that we are doing for the society. I think we are, you know, making a lot of people get an access to credit. I think that gives me a lot of satisfaction, especially the micro SMEs, which, you know, who are able to kind of get funds and, you know, rekindle their business, or, you know, expand their business, hire more people, and contribute to the, you know, economy's growth. So that gives great satisfaction.
Mm-hmm. Last few questions then. Who are your business heroes?
Okay, so it was Steve Jobs. It was Steve Jobs. He is. It's not that he is, you know. I've named my son, my eldest son, Steve.
Okay.
You know, just because of Steve Jobs. So mm-hmm. I am a great fan of Steve Jobs. That's one. But my current hero is Elon Musk. Mm-hmm. So I think he's one of the biggest influencer. Or, you know, I read a lot of stuff about him, the way he's changing the world. Mm-hmm. He inspires me a lot.
Cool. And advice for anyone wanting to do a startup?
I think you should bootstrap yourself for the first few years before you go out and, you know, pick up money. Mm-hmm. I think that's the only advice. So if you bootstrap, you have that kind of money to kind of sustain for 2 years, I think then you should get into a startup. Mm-hmm. At least minimum 1 year you should bootstrap. Mm-hmm. Not that you start looking for money from the first month itself. Mm-hmm. So I don't advise that at all. You know, you should bootstrap your company, get some growth, get some revenues in, only then you should go out and, you know, look for money.
Mm-hmm. And what should first-time founders be focusing on?
Focusing?
Yeah.
I think it's not just the first-time, you know, founders. I think all of us who are, you know, building businesses should focus on two things, which is very important. One is the product. The product has to be fantastic. It has to be a value product for the user, mm-hmm. and the second focus should be customers. I think these are two important focus for any business at any level. One is the product and the other is the customers.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Last question, for people who want more information on you and your work, what must they do?
They can write to me at vinaymatthews@fairassets.in. Mm-hmm. I think that's the best way that I can, you know, get back to them.
Brilliant. Thank you very much, Vinny, for coming on the show today.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Neil.
Really appreciate it. Thank you, Neil.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye. So that's been it, and if you'd like to know more, you can go to his website, www.fairassets.com. That's the end of the show. If you liked it, please leave a rating and review of the show. To search for The Indian Startup Show on iTunes, Stitcher, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Downcast, Instacast, Podkicker, and Apple TV. If you have any feedback on the show, please send me an email, hello@neilpatel.co, or tweet @IndianStartupSH, or you can go to facebook.com/IndianStartupShow. We'd love to connect. Thank you, and see you next week. Bye.